Today, visiting with the interim. He's been serving as the interim executive campus dean here at Boone Campus DMAC and the ever-popular athletic director. BJ McGinn, good to have you here.
Hey, great to be here this morning. Jim, always a pleasure.
We have so much, and I just started looking at the calendar the other day, and I said, oh my gosh, we got graduation. Commencement comes up in a month.
Yeah.
Actually, it is, literally.
We were just actually in the front office kind of going over, you know, kind of I was talking to Wendy Fagan, who chairs that for us, and we're working on, you know, making sure we got all the names correct in the program and
get everything
just
lined.
Getting the speaker's bio put together that we're going to have for the address. I mean, so it's here. I mean, we're down to three or four weeks of classes, and it's time to walk across the stage.
Everybody's kind of looking. Are they looking up like, where am I next? What's happening next?
Yep, that's kind of where we're at.
And in the meantime, I mean, the work inside that people don't see is all the summer work that's going on and work for fall already.
Yeah. No, I think and a big part of that starts, you know, last semester with kind of starting to think in terms of, you know, what courses are we going to be able to offer for fall 25, right? And summer, actually, as well. So, because that's getting ready to, you know, kick off here in about 5 weeks for summer school. It's a constant evolving thing. But we've got great people in place here in Boone that have embraced those things, worked together to make sure that we're prepared. Because at the end of the day, the biggest thing we got to do is take care of our students, right? Yeah. And that's what this whole thing's about. If we don't have the students, we don't have anything, right? Yeah. So we want to make sure we do the best we can to serve them.
And we've done pretty well. Again, this spring semester, your numbers have been pretty good. And everybody's been performing pretty well.
Yeah, so. It has been a great spring. It's been a great year, to be frank. Spring has been going well. I had several people comment on the parking lot and just how full it has been, you know, and the Department of Transportation courses are on fire, right?
I noticed they were really busy out there.
Yeah.
Pre-construction season.
Absolutely. You know, our liberal arts kids, you know, our student athletes, you know, I mean, classes are in full swing and going, and that's great to see the foot traffic of the people. And you kind of sense right now we're getting into the 50s.
Yeah.
They're getting into the 60s. It's supposed to be 72 tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah, we'll see.
We're getting to where everybody's starting to get a little bit more of a smile on their face, and hopefully the snow's done. We're not blowing snow off the softball field like two Mondays ago to try and get a game in.
That was a little bit
that afternoon. Things are bright, and we're excited about where we're at, and just getting ready to get these young people across that stage and get to that next piece of whatever their future may be.
Well, one of the spring events that always comes up is the STEM Festival. That's going to be out there tomorrow, folks.
Yeah. STEM Festival is tomorrow. Nancy Woods and Amanda Strayer are chairing that event. And it is one of the neatest things. Bring your young people out. You know, you come out, I think we had 31 or 32 tables that are going to be set up between the gymnasium, the Hall of Champions, the Quarter Center, and in the hallways. We're working on getting that set up today and just making sure we're prepared for it. We're expecting over 500 people here for this event.
Parents, grandparents, bring the kids.
And it's just neat. You know, it's an interactive thing. You get to, you know, try out some different, you know, events or activities, you know, related to STEM.
They didn't say, like, anybody's going to be using open flame.
We kind of frown upon open flames.
Yeah. Well, somebody had the flamethrower a couple of years ago.
They had
to go outside.
Yeah, we had to step outside for that particular piece. But that being said, it's a great event. And the young kids love it. They get to try some different stuff. And it's neat to see them interacting with their parents and their grandparents and their families. So
you get so many different groups that come out to participate and help. You get some from Iowa State come over.
Oh, yeah. We've got so many. And we have great support throughout our community, throughout Boone County. You know, it's certainly we reach into Story County as well with a lot of our, you know, contacts and people that we interact with. And it's just an opportunity also for them to come and kind of show a little bit about what they're doing, share that with the young people, and maybe you spark you know, something in some little person's brain.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, you know what? I kind of like this chemistry thing, or, you know, I kind of like this engineering thing.
Maybe this outer space stuff.
Yeah. So I think this is a great thing to bring your young people to. You never know. Something so little might trigger an idea in a young person's head at, you know, elementary age, and
go.
Next thing you know, you got, you know, your next physician on your hands. So we encourage everybody to come out and check things out tomorrow from 9 to noon.
That's going to be, again, and come and go as you please. I suggest they park in the north parking lot.
Yeah, so. And I think they mentioned that, you mentioned that on air. I was listening to the radio on the way in today to work. But yeah, we encourage you to park in that north parking lot, because the south one will have some, you know, things,
displays.
Items. Yeah, we'll have some stuff set up for the people.
Fire kinda, truck in there.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, we have some along those lines. So, but yeah, just park in the north lot. Come on in, and we just would love to see everybody there tomorrow.
And then once that we get by this, then Sean Taylor's In My Boots 5K.
Yep.
I know the deadline to register to get a T-shirt was the 1st of April. They still might have some, but. Go online. Online registration. It seems to get bigger all the time.
Yeah, no, and it does, and that's Saturday.
You have a lot of students.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of student participation, a lot of faculty participation, staff participation. It's a great event just to support, troops, past, present, future. Yeah. I think that's important for those that serve our country. Obviously, my father was involved in that, and I have several relatives that were, in the military as well, and I think it's very important. To support those folks, because those are the ones at the end of the day that are keeping us safe, right? So,
yeah.
So we need to do our part to show that we appreciate their service. Great event. That's Saturday, April 19th. It's sneaking up, right?
Right away. Yeah. And I'm guessing you, like me, know I'm not interested in the Rock March part of it. Carrying that pack.
Yeah, no, I don't know that I'll be able to.
There are others that do.
Yeah, nope, some too. You can actually get a backpack and throw a bunch of stuff in it, and they call it the ruck. And some of the participants choose to wear that just to kind of simulate what it would be like to be at one of the troops, right? That has to do that on a daily basis, when they're involved in service. So, but again, April 19th. Come on out. Like you said, you can sign up online, and you can come down to the college and sign up as well. We've got sign up forms there. Sean's there every day.
People can help you out. That's right.
That's right.
So one of the big things on your plate, obviously, NJCAA Division II Women's Golf Championship. First one ever.
Yes, we're trying to squeeze as much out of the turnip as we can before we get to the finish line. But yeah, so we have May 12th through the 16th, we're going to be hosting the National Junior College Division II Women's Golf Championships here in Boone, Iowa at Cedar Point. Matter of fact, we just had a meeting yesterday working with the caterers which is going to be Weather or Not, which is local. Biggest thing I always try to do, and I think it's very important, is to try and keep as many people involved in these type of events local, right? So like all of our sponsorships, for the most part, I would say about 95% are folks from here in the Boone community or Boone County. And I think that's very, very important to show our support and put our best foot forward for this event. Like you said, this is the first time we've ever had a collegiate championship in this county. So we're very excited about it. We're having the banquet Monday night at the farmhouse.
1868.
So that's going to be great. We'll have about 100 participants. We're expecting about 150 people at that, which includes the coaching staffs and some of the alternate players and what have you. It's going to be a great event. And then obviously we're going to have it at Cedar Point. Pat and Carol Clemens have been so gracious to allow us to utilize Cedar Point Golf Course for the entire week. And those of you that aren't involved or haven't done a golf tournament, it's hard to get a place to shut down for a whole week.
Yeah.
For particularly this time of year when your members are just starting to get going, right? So, but don't worry, Wednesday night men's league guys, we'll be done by 4 o'clock, so we'll tee off at 5:30. So I've been getting that question, which I participate in that league anyway. But anyway, so we'll be able to play that Wednesday at 5:30. But yeah, that's going to be a great thing. We're so excited about it.
Grounds crew and everybody, I know.
Corey Henson and his staff have that thing in pristine shape. Like I said, Pat and Claire Carroll have been fantastic. Chris Blocker with Discover Boone County, and then Chris Seabuck, our head golf coach, have just been amazing in terms of working on sponsorships, working on signage, working on just getting a lot of those items prepared. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, you got to get programs. You can't finish the program until you know who qualifies. Well, they don't qualify until the week prior.
Yeah.
So you got, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, right? And then, you know, I want to also thank Randy Schmitz, who's kind of been our chair for recruiting volunteers. We have over 100 volunteers committed for this event for the week. So it's going to be an amazing community thing, probably one of the best that we've really had that I can remember, other than maybe Ragbri, when that came through in 2011, which was fun. I got to serve on the entertainment committee. But that's, anyway, but that being said, so I think...
Well, the big thing for you is, I mean, you now, other colleges with choruses and things like that, they are going to be looking at this. So if Boone can do it, our college might be able to host this event.
No, that's correct. And again, so I actually leave on Sunday to go out to Denton, Texas. We have our National Junior College Athletic Directors Convention, and I'm actually the vice chair of National Women's Golf. So I have to go out and present on behalf of DMAC and essentially Boone, City of Boone and Cedar Point, and just kind of let the country know, you know, hey, we're ready, we're prepared. Do you have any questions? And so I'll be doing that first part of next week, and we're getting ready. It's coming. We're ready to go.
They come from all over the country.
Yeah. Yep. All over the country.
You've got to remember some of our better, the higher ranked golf teams. I mean, we've done pretty well on our own getting in there in the D2.
Correct.
But others will be coming there. A lot of southern schools will be sending people up here because they get golfers all the time.
Correct. You know, and to put things in perspective, you know, our women will probably get 5 meets in the spring, and we play in the fall as well.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, they're playing today down in Ankeny, practice for their regional tournament. But, you know, to put it in perspective, we get maybe 5 tournaments in. Those teams are playing in January.
Yeah.
So they're getting probably 15. So we've got to really, you know, bring our best. But we will. I think the girls currently are ranked 8th in the country right now.
Okay, good.
Just won a meet in Waterloo last week. You know, they're playing very well, and so, you know,
love for the whole team to
We'd love for the whole team to make it. That would be so great. You know, and certainly, you know, you're playing on your home course. That gives you a little bit of an advantage in terms of, you know, ball placement and those type of things.
So the big thing is this is a big show that's going on. And again, we'll get people from all over. And we are talking the NJCAA. So they will have people that will be here watching to see what's happening.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, you'll factor in, you know, you'll have, you know, obviously recruiters here watching, you know, from all over the country. Because, you know, I might be recruiting a gal from Washington, D.C. Well, I got to come watch her play.
Yep.
Well, next thing you know, one of our kids may shoot a, you know, 68 that day, and oh wait, who's this person? So yeah. Then that, you know, so there's going to be a lot of those type of things that it's going to be neat for everybody to be able to kind of see what this athletic piece looks like on a national scale. Yeah. And so I'm real excited about it. I think everybody really is. It's just going to be a neat event, certainly for Boone, for the city of Boone, and I'm just happy that we're able to bring it home.
Well, and among other things, we know we've got a few other events that are going up there too. Like as you come into that, I think you got some baseball you have to take care
of. Yeah. So I was in Carroll, Iowa, on Tuesday with the league commissioner, and we met with the Carroll Chamber of Commerce president as well as. The chair for their park and recreation, as well as the dean of the DMAC Boone Carroll campus. And we toured Merchants Park because we had to do our final walkthrough, which they've just put about $1.5 million into Merchants Park. It is amazing. And that's where we're going to be co-hosting the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference Regional Baseball Tournament, which runs May 8th through the 12th. So we have a little overlap in there, and we already talked about graduation. We're going to throw that on the board that Friday. So and potential softball districts Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we got a few things going on during that stretch.
So keep it going. Oh, I tell you. Right now, teams are going. I know you've been busy with so many other things going on. It's kind of hard to watch all the other activities that are taking place. But like you said, the golf teams are they're playing now. You got baseball. You got softball. Snow. Knocking on the wood part here on the council. Stay away.
Yes, yes. Yeah, when I woke up two Mondays ago and there was snow in the outfield, I was sitting there thinking to myself, and we were supposed to play it too. Like, how are we going to pull this one off? And we did. You know, Mark Hill and his crew did a fantastic job of getting that outfield. They came up with some way to get it done, but we were able to get the ball games in that day. But yeah, there's a lot going on. And it's that time of year, you know, particularly now that you have, you know, we're running track and field, you know.
Sure.
With our cross-country students, just to kind of see how that goes. Esports is having a phenomenal first semester of doing this. They actually just added Fortnite, which I'm learning about the gaming side of things, right? But so, I think we're like 7-1 in Fortnite or something along those lines. So so they're doing a great job.
And for most of us, we're going, what does that mean?
Yeah. You know? Well, Christian, our head coach, came in. He's like, yeah, they just changed the gaming codes or something. So we got to do some film work to see what the new game looks like, because there's different turns
and different things to do.
Yeah, they upgraded the software, so I'm learning
Thank goodness you and I don't have to.
Yeah, right. And then our dance program, we have nine dancers committed, and our goal is 12. And so we're honing in on that mark for kicking this thing off in fall of 25. So esports and dance are doing well. You know, cross country, you know, they're in the track and field realm right now, and we've had inquiries about, you know, people that might want to throw the shot put, people that might want to run a sprint. So where does that go? We don't know. But I will tell you that with those additional numbers, we've been able to get our student housing. If everybody hits their marks, we'll be at capacity to start the term. And so that was a goal, obviously, when we do, you know, add something. It's, you know, we want to make sure that we're filling housing, that we're adding student head count, student credit count, to help continue to help build our face-to-face course offerings here on the Boone campus. And so it all kind of works hand in hand.
And for those that wonder, yes, they are students first. And we saw it from the results of some of the basketball players. You had some that really performed well, not only getting their recognition, you know, as far as their performance on the courts, but in the classrooms too.
Yeah, no, and we have,
and we'll get those numbers. Will be coming up at the end of this semester.
Yeah, so once we get through finals and all the grades are submitted, and then we get the final printouts in terms of how everybody did. But I can't tell you how just happy I am with our coaching staffs, with our faculty, and just our administrative staff, our people in the front office. It's just everybody works together to help these young people succeed in the classroom. And at the end of the day, you know, that's what it's about. And you have to do that to take any other step. Mm-hmm. And our coaches have our kids completely bought into that. They get held accountable. And I think that that's very important, because that's what I believe. And so it just kind of, you know, starts at the top and it trickles downhill, right? And I think that that's the culture, that's the vibe, and that's how it needs to be if you're going to be successful.
And it is not unheard of. I know for our students, our student athletes, to get offers to play in bigger colleges, maybe D1s, but also get scholarships for academically.
Oh, we don't. Yeah, we do. We've got several that, you know, a lot of those places, particularly when you get into, you know, a little bit of the smaller college settings with the NAIA D3 type stuff, where you may not necessarily get that full ride athletic scholarship. You know, they're always looking to figure out, you know, it might be a PTK scholarship.
Sure.
Right? I mean, which we've got
several bunch of those.
That they can piece together to get to that ultimate, you know, total price point to help get that student admitted and through in the best economical way for that student. And so I think that that's important. That's why one of the reasons we really stress academics, you know, obviously we want to be good students and we want to sit in the front row and not play on our phones, right? But long term, and I, especially now being a parent, right, you want people that are guiding those people down that path. And I think we have so many of those good people here that really make that a point. And that's one of the reasons that I love coming to work every day, because I get to work with those kind of folks.
I know when you coached, it was one thing, but I don't know if you get to see it now. But your coaches, obviously, this is big encouragement, getting them going. But do you have players on teams that encourage themselves and others? I mean, do they push themselves academically?
I think so. I mean, in every program, obviously, is a little bit different. But, I mean, I can remember, you know, we'd have guys challenging, okay, well, I got an A on this, or I got a B on this, I'm going to beat you on this next quiz. You know, and those are things that inside scope, right, it pushes you a little bit, gives you a little bit of a challenge, and I think that's very healthy. I think competition is good. But, yeah, you have that. And you, or you might have that, hey, we got to get to class.
Yeah.
Because coach said if I don't get you to class, then I got to run with you.
Oh, yeah. There's that part.
So we're going to go today.
There is that part of it, yeah. Again, before we run out of time, but got a lot of things that are happening. So commencement will be coming up May 9th.
Friday, May 9th. Friday the 9th, 10 a.m.
And we've got plenty of things going on before that. STEM Festival is going to be on Saturday. In your boots, 5K run walk, Ruck March on the 19th. You've got baseball in Carroll regional tournament. How are we going to do? Teams played pretty good. They knocked off.
They had a big win last night against Southeastern. They beat them 8-0. And you know, Southeastern is in first place in the league and ranked number 7 in the country. And our guys played great. And you know, sometimes you just need that one or two little things. I think they've won 4 of the last 6. I mean, you just need one of those little things to click, because we're a pretty young team. We lost a lot of kids last year off that national tournament team. So you just, as you kind of go, now you got a little confidence, you know, let's see what happens this weekend.
Softball, always softball.
Softball's doing well. You know, they're in first place in the league. So, you know, they're coming off 2 wins Wednesday, so up at NIAC. So they're playing very well. And yeah, I mean, that's creeping down, too. Yeah. I mean, they've only got about 3 weeks left after this, and we're in regional play. So that's
coming
coming quick as well. So
again, a lot of things that are going on. Again, people that might be wondering, because I know you've done a FAFSA class out there and things like that for parents that might be looking to have their student come. Still time. Make contact. People in the office will help. I mean, I know it's busy and you got a lot of things going on, but they find time and ways to help people.
Well, that's one of the biggest things about our group. You know, it doesn't matter what your job description is, because I don't buy into that. I think you do what it takes to help the student. And that's kind of the ideology and how our place runs, right? So stop out to that front office. Go through door number 1. And you'll see Wendy and Christina sitting right there in the front, and they will guide you to where you need to go, get you scheduled for an appointment to meet with an advisor, and then can help obviously with the FAFSA and some of those financial aid pieces, and we'll do everything we can to help get you set up for success.
My recommendations: come early, stop by for breakfast.
You know, that's a good point. We are getting so much foot traffic with community folks, and again, I always talk about Alice Erb and her staff, but she has done such an amazing job with that place. You know, it's great food. It's affordable. You know, it's very, very practical, you know, from a financial piece. And we just have so many groups that come out and just kind of, you know, they have set days they come out with different groups to like visit and, you know, have coffee, or they come out and have breakfast. John and Connie Smith were walking across the street from their house this morning. They have breakfast every Friday morning, you know, as I was driving into the station this morning. So, you know, I think that's a great point, but come on out. I mean, it is such a nice, and it's nice, it's spacious, it's very clean. Yeah. I think it's one of the best kept secret in Boone, Iowa, tell you that.
BJ McGinn, a guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jim, I appreciate everything that you and KWBG does for DMAC, and I want to thank you for everything.